I'm Mike Harding, and I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales on a drizzly, mizzly day with a stack of CDs and a cup of coffee. And I'm going to kick off straight away with another track from that new album from Bioga. The album is called Before We Change Our Mind, and this is their version of the old wailing song, The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond. And when I say wailing, I don't mean moaning and crying. I mean that now discredited trade of hunting the whale. The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond. Stuff. That was Bioga with The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond from their new album Before We Change Our Mind. I'm going to play another track from Bioga later in the show from a previous album which I've managed to get my grubby little mitts on, found it on the shelf lingering there. Now, Kelly's Heroes are an English-Irish band formed in 1983. They work in the Nottingham area, and they are more than your average good gigging band. There's something special about them which I really like. They've got a lively sound, well-produced albums, clean sound, and they haven't gone into that sort of trash, shamrock, metal, cradle of filth meets Darby O'Gill and the Little People, which seems to be set More than a few pub Irish folk rock bands. I like what Kelly's Heroes do. I've listened to about three of their albums in the last week, and it's really good stuff. Here they are with their version of a song I first heard Christy Moore do many years back. I Wish I Were in England.
In England, in France, or even in Spain, or wherever dwells my own true love, for to hold and near again. Wherever dwells my own true love, for to hold and near again. A long time I've been a Roman, in country and in town, but never in my wandering met a maid of such a renown. Never in my wandering met a maid of such a renown. Until I met my true love on the slopes of Knockonashee, when round there in the howling wind, the blowing wild and free, when round there in the howling wind, the blowing wild and free. Oh, my true love, she did promise me some land with rambling kine, and on the ramble pasture land to build a mansion fine, on the ramble pasture land to build a mansion fine. Wandered far away, and I've been searching for my love for many is the night and day. I've been searching for my love for many is the night and day. In England, or wherever she may be, that I could go and call her name, and together we would be. That I could go and call her name, and together we would be. Oh, I wish I was in England, in France, or even in Spain, wherever dwells my own true love, for to hold her near again. Wherever dwells my own true love, for to hold her near again.
Wish I Were in England from Kelly's Heroes album, Kesh. Really nice sound, that. Really like that band. Now, Back of the Moon is a band composed of Gillian Frame. You might remember I've played quite a few tracks from her new CD, which I think is stunning. So it's Gillian Frame, Findlay Napier, great guitarist and singer-songwriter. I've played stuff from his new album as well. And his brother Hamish Napier, who plays piano, flute, whistles and also sings. And Hamish Napier did that wonderful album inspired by living alongside the beautiful River Spey. Well, the band Back of the Moon are no longer together, as far as I can find out, certainly as a gigging band, but I've managed to get hold of a couple of their early albums. Fortune's Road is one of them, and from it this is a beautiful version of Maybe I'll Be Married.
Daddy, oh, riggy-doo. to me, but I'll reward you all yet. You'll maybe need a peck o' meal when I can give you twa yet.
Oh, riggy doo, riggy daddy, oh, riggy doo, riggy daddy, oh, riggy doo, riggy daddy,
oh, riggy doo, riggy daddy. To me, but I'll reward ye all yet. You may be set in my good nook when I sit in my hoy yet.
Oh, riggy doo, riggy daddy, oh, riggy doo, riggy daddy, oh, riggy doo, riggy daddy, oh, riggy doo, riggy daddy.
Maybe I'll be married, maybe I'll win him, maybe I'll be married to the lad of darn the name.
Oh, riggy doo, riggy daddy, 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 oh, riggy doo.
Maybe I'll Be Married, from Back of the Moon's album Fortune's Road. And I'll play another track from that band in the weeks to come. It might be 2 or 3 weeks because we've got an Australian show next week and then a show celebrating the Costa del Folk Festival in Portugal the week after. So it'll be 3 weeks or so. But I will play some more from Back of the Moon because I think they're super. Now, another band that are flying at the moment are We Banjo 3. It's a bit of a misnomer because there's four of them and only two of them play the banjo. But as Enda Scahill reminded me, Four Men and a Dog, another great Irish band, are actually five men and no dog. So it doesn't do to be too nitpicking about the names of Irish bands. This is a wonderful set of tunes, which they've called Chair Snappers Delight. And according to We Banjo 3, Chair Snappers are overkeen bluegrass aficionados, and I know no more.
Thank you.
I'm glad I'm not their neighbour, that's all I can say. What a fantastic sound. Plenty noise there. Wee Banjo 3 from their new album, String Theory, with Chair Snapper's Delight. I lost count of the number of triple triplets there were in that last section. Brilliant stuff. Here's another Bioga track from an earlier album called The Incident. This is the lead vocals of Neve Dunn with a nitty-gritty dirt band song, Mary Danced with Soldiers. And the way the lass sings it, you would swear it was a traditional song. She's got a beautiful voice, but also she knows how to sing a song.
She'd slip away each day with the dimming light, and with the sweetest smile she'd kiss the child goodnight. At the mill she worked her fingers till they were raw, for the sake of her son and the daddy he never saw. Mary danced with soldiers, shoulders to keep away the chill, to keep away the chill. It was a rebel boy who brought her joy, they say. Though the years had passed, the memory stood fast each day. Before a bullet crushed the life of their shawl and a parasol from France. Mary danced with soldiers, she stepped a light quadrille, shawl across her shoulders to keep away the chill, to keep away the chill. Town that night, and with silent pride Mary never tried to fight. They cut her hair and left her body torn, her spirit slipped away before the dawn. Mary danced with soldiers, but now her body still shawl across her shoulders to keep away the chill. Mary danced with soldiers, she stepped a light quadrille, shawl across her shoulders to keep away the chill, to keep away the chill.
Great version there of the nitty-gritty dirt band song Mary Danced with Soldiers, and that's from Bioga's album The Incident. Now, the brothers Gillespie are James and Sam Gillespie. They come from Wall in Northumberland, which, as many of you will know, is actually where Hadrian's Wall is, hence the village is called Wall, and they are on the edge of what was once the Roman Empire, looking out on that borderland between the River Tyne and the River Forth, what Catherine Tickell, that wonderful Northumbrian piper, calls debatable lands. It's where the border reavers came from, celebrated in so many of the old ballads. The area has a distinct music and a very distinct dialect, a language of its own, almost. The brothers Gillespie have called their album Songs from the Outlands. Their singing is very raw, but it's very powerful, and it's got a great truth to it. This is the traditional ballad, The Twa Corbies. Corbies are ravens. And the song tells the story of a dead knight who is about to be torn to pieces by the birds of ill omen.
Twa corbies making a moan, and one of them to the other did say,
where shall we go and dine today? Oh, where shall we go and dine today? Well, up behind the old fail dyke, with their lies a new slain knight, and no one cares that he lies there. Save his hawk and his hound and his lady fair. Oh, his hawk and his hound and his lady fair. His hawk is to the hunting gone, his hound to carry the wildfowl home, his lady's hen another mate. So he cheekbone, and I'll pluck out his bonny blue ear, and with one lock of his yellow hair, with a thick nest where it grows bare, oh, with a thick nest where it grows
forever.
Twa Corbies from the album Songs from the Outlands by the Brothers Gillespie. Now, two songs that have got Manchester connections, two songs back to back. First of all, a song from Jennifer Reed, who's the young lass I met in Chetham's library when I went there to look at some Broadside Ballads. Jennifer was working on a project on the Manchester Broadside Ballads and in fact helped Edward II, that great band, out with their researches too. She sings unaccompanied. Those who are not used to unaccompanied singing, it might startle you a little bit at first, but remember, that was the way all folk songs happened. There were no guitars, banjos or melodeons in the old days, just the naked voice. That's going to be followed by a track from Mac Walklate, Manchester harmonica, pipes and flute player. He plays with that Manchester Irish band, the House Devils, and he's one of the Northwest's best blues harp players ever. Great blues harmonica player. The song that Jennifer's going to sing, though, before you hear Matt, is Pomona. Pomona was a pleasure gardens in Manchester. It's now a post-industrial wasteland about to be built on in a mad race to build more tall buildings before the ecosystem collapses and we're all going round in canoes wearing nothing but a coating of lard. A lot of people think this song is actually called Lamona and it's a Cornish song. It isn't. It came from Manchester, from the pleasure gardens, and it tells the story of a man out on the rant who gets his comeuppance. It's got nothing to do with Lamona or Cornwall at all. It's from Manchester. And here's Jennifer Reed to tell you the story.
So now I'll sing to you. It's about a maiden fair I met the other evening at the back of Albert Square. She'd a bright and a roving eye. She was a charming rover, and we roved all night in the pale moonlight away down to Pomona. Way down in Albert Square, I never shall forget her eyes, they shone like diamonds, and the evening it was wet, 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 and her hair hung down in curls. She was a charming rover, and we roved all night in the pale moonlight, way down to Pomona. As we got in the cab, I asked her for her name, and when she gave it me, oh, mine it was the same. So I lifted up her veil, for her face was covered over. To my surprise, it was my wife I took down to Pomona. Way down in Albert Square, I never shall forget her eyes, they shone like diamonds, and the evening it was wet, 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 and her hair hung down in curls. She was a charming rover, and we roved all night in the pale moonlight away down to Pomona. She said, I knew 'twas you, I knew you all along, I knew you in the dark, so I did it for a lark. And for that lad you'll pay, for the taking of me honour, I do declare you'll pay the fare away down to Pomona. Way down in Albert Square, I never shall forget her eyes, they shone like diamonds, and the evening it was wet, 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 and her hair hung down in curls. She was a charming rover, and we roved all night in the pale moonlight away down to Pomona.
Well, I was going to go straight into Matt Walklate and Paolo Fusci playing some blues straight after that, but that was such a powerful piece, I thought I'd better give you just a little bit of breathing space before I play the next track. I love the way she says wet, wet, wet with such vehemence and passion. Maggie Barry is alive and well and singing in the streets of Manchester. She's very popular, is young Jennifer Reed, singing in the pubs, and she's particularly liked by young people, which is great because she's getting young people interested in the traditional music of our islands. Enough for me. Here's harmonica player Matt Walklate and guitarist Paolo Fushi from the album Kicking Up the Dust with the great blues standard Trouble No More.
I don't care how long you go. I don't care how long you stay. My good countryman, bring you home someday. And someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble on me anymore. You just keep on betting that it dies won't pay. And you know, darling, you are living too fast. And I someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble for me anymore. I'm gonna tell everybody in your neighborhood that your sweet little girl, you don't mean me no good. And I someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble for me
Nice bit of Manchester blues there from Matt Walklate and Paolo Fushi's album Kicking Up the Dust, Trouble No More. And I forgot to tell you, Jennifer Reed's album, on which you can find that lovely song Pomona, is called Gradely Manchester. Gradely means smashing. Real good. Gradely Manchester. Now, Wiz Jones' albums, I have to tell you, are like buses. You wait ages and ages for one to come along, and then loads turn up. All at the same time. I played you a track last week or the week before from an album that Wiz Jones has made with Ralph McTell. And now, through the letterbox, has come a recording that Wiz Jones made with the late and most wonderful John Remborn. The 60s folk revival, as many of you will know, had a number of great guitar stars. The top three, I suppose everybody would vote for this, are Bert Jansch, Davy Graham and John Remborn. Well, John Remborn got together with Wiz Jones just before he died last year, and an album that was 40 years in the waiting came to fruition. From it, this is the Jackson C. Frank classic song, Blues Run the Game, done absolutely beautifully by two old-timers. Run the Game, John Renbourn and Wiz Jones from their album Joint Control. And Joint Control has got nothing to do with herbal mixture tobacco. It's about having joint control of the album, I think. Although, who knows, there were strange days. And they don't call him Wiz for nothing. Right, Tradish are a pan-European band, and here they're singing a Wally Page song, which I first heard Christy Moore singing. When I say pan-European, I mean they come from all over Europe, including the lead singer, who comes from Manchester. Christy Moore sang this song as 16 Fishermen Raving. Tradish called their version 16 Jolly Ravers, and I know why, because looking at the lyrics, it says inside the song 16 Fishermen Raving, 16 jolly ravers, each one carrying his own call. They believe it will keep death away when they face the angry squall. A call is the skin that sometimes covers a baby's head when it's born, and sailors believed it was lucky to have a call because it meant that you would not be drowned at sea. It would save you from drowning. And they would give good money to buy calls off the mothers of babies who had one. Another piece of useless information, which will win you prizes in pub quizzes, I don't think. Here's Tradish from their album Roots and Shoots with 16 Jolly Ravers.
fishermen raven out in the tannery. 16 peacocks leave their nest, flying into mystery. They try to cut the Spanish look, they look so untidy. Don't ask for much, cause you'll never get enough when you're flying into mystery. Flying into mystery, when you should be out seafaring. Let up the jib and rake the boom, step back reality. Ships out on the ocean, the nights are so empty. They weary of the smelly fish and the wash of the salty sea. The 16 jolly neighbors, every one of them has his call. They say it keeps the death away when you face the angry squall. Why face the angry squall when you could go, go, go dancing and run out the jib and make the boom step back reality?
Sounds like they are raving. 16 Jolly Ravers from Tradish's album Roots and Shoots. Now, anybody who listened to the Americana show recently will know that Sam Baker was a new discovery to me, and I've been chasing his stuff up ever since. I really like his writing. It's hard to describe. It's very earthy, very rootsy, and full of essential truths. Unashamedly, unabashedly, he deals with everything, including love. And this next song I'm going to play is called Isn't Love Great? And it's the kind of song that the late, great Jake Thackeray would have written, with warmth and compassion and yet a great understanding of human nature. It reminds me a little bit of John Prine's song In Spite of Ourselves. Well, let's see what you think. Here's Sam Baker from his album Say Grace with Isn't Love Great?
There's a beautiful woman, walks with a limp. He calls her his princess, he calls her his gimp. She calls him a fat man, calls him a pimp. She teaches first graders, got a beautiful limp. Isn't love great? Isn't love grand? She touches his face, he holds her hand. Isn't love great? Isn't love grand? 4 years they've been married, not one day of trouble got. Two happy boys, good luck and daily double. Love to dance with each other, say they live in a bubble. Go to church twice a week, not one day of trouble. Isn't love great? Isn't love grand? Touches his face, he holds her hand. Isn't love great? Isn't love grand? Sisters and my brothers, she wears fishnet, he wears leather, when the boys are at his mother's. There's a beautiful woman, she walks with a limp, he calls her his princess, he calls her his gimp, she calls him a fat man, calls him her pimp, she teaches first graders, got a beautiful limp. Isn't love great? Isn't love grand? She touches his face, he holds her hand. Isn't love great? Isn't love grand? Isn't love great? Isn't love grand?
Song and a great brass section too. Isn't love great? Sam Baker, from his album Say Grace. Now here's a song for all bell ringers everywhere. Bell ringing is a very English thing actually. It's done a little bit in Ireland and Scotland and Wales, but mostly in England, and it's the peals that are rung by people who know what they're doing when they're doing bob doubles and triple squires and all that kind of thing. It's even harder than playing the banjo, would you believe, and less maligned. Nick Wyke and Becky Driscoll, fiddle players and composers rooted in North Devon, do a beautiful version here of a song called The Torrington Ringers. And there are lots of words in this which you or I will not understand, but all bell ringers everywhere will.
Good ringers we be that in Torrington dwell, and what that we are I will speedily tell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 are the Torrington ringers, the best in the town. The first is called Turner, the second is Sweet, and they ring the bells whenever they meet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 are the Torrington ringers, the best in the town. The third is a Vulcan, a blacksmith by trade, the fourth a shoemaker who has a brisk blade. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 of the Torrington ringers, the best in the town. The fifth is a doctor, a man of renown, the tenor, the tailor, who clothes all the town. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 of the Torrington ringers, the best in the town. The breezes proclaim in their fall and in their swell, no jar in the concord, no flaw in the bell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 of the Torrington ringers, the best in the town. Stand all men in order, give each man his due. We can't all be tenors, but each man pull true. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 of the Torrington ringers, the best in the town. Good ringers we be that in Torrington dwell, and what that we are I have told you right well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 of the Torrington ringers, the best in the town. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, ring in the changes, the Torrington ringers, the best in the town. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 of the Torrington ringers, the best in the town. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, ring in full circle, the Torrington ringers, the best in the town.
Wasn't that lovely? Nick Wyke and Becky Driscoll from the album A Handful of Sky with a song celebrating bell ringing, the Torrington Ringers. Now, Nora Jones is a worldwide phenomenon who's won numerous awards and has sold more than 50 million albums. So what's she doing on this show? Well, she's on the wonderful album Sing Me the Songs, which celebrates the works of Kate McGarrigle. Kate McGarrigle, as many of you will know, passed away a few years back. She was one half of the McGarrigle sisters and was an absolutely wonderful singer and songwriter, writing lots and lots of great classic songs. And Nora Jones does a brilliant version of Talk to Me of Mendocino. Mendocino County in California is a beautiful county celebrated for its wine, its redwoods and the spectacular North California coast. This is Nora Jones with a beautiful version of a great Kate McGarrigle song, Talk to Me of Mendocino.
state of old New York, my home away from home. In the state of New York, I came of age when first I started roaming. And the trees grow high in New York State, and they shine. The blues from whence I came, but in New York State I caught 'em. To talk to me of Mendocino, closing my eyes I hear the sea. Must I wait? Must I fall? To say
great version there from Nora Jones of Talk to Me of Mendocino from the album Sing Me the Songs, celebrating the works of Kate McGarrigle. And you know something? I didn't know until I looked at the sleeve notes to the album that Kate McGarrigle wrote the swimming song. I thought it was written by her ex-hubby, Loudon Wainwright, because it's so funny. But no, Kate wrote that one too. Now, Arnie Nyman is a great Canadian banjo picker who works with the Albemarle Ramblers, amongst many other people. His solo album, My Lucky Stars, I've played a track from already a couple of months back, and I'm going to play another one now. The album is chock full of Arnie Nyman's own compositions, including these two cracking tunes, Snowy Morning and The Old New Year.
Thank you.
A couple of jolly old-timey tunes there from Arnie Nyman's album My Lucky Stars, The Snowy Morning and The Old New Year. Now, I'm going to stay in Canada and play you a track from Nora Rendell's album Spinning Yarns. Nora is singer, flute player and whistle player who specialises in the traditional folk songs and dance music of both Ireland and Canada. Some of you might know that for the past 15 years she's toured internationally with several bands, including 7 years as lead singer and flute player for that fabulous Canadian band, The Outside Track. Well, from her solo album Spinning Yarns, this is Nora Rendell with a cracking song about a wild, wild woman who smokes tobacco and can fight anybody. Biddy Rooney. Out for Biddy Rooney, she's coming round your street any time now. Biddy Rooney from Nora Rendell's album Spinning Yarns. Just got time for a couple more tracks. I'm going to play you now the North Atlantic Trio's version of the great Dirk Powell song Waterbound. The North Atlantic Trio are described as American girl plays harp in mostly Scottish way with Scottish guy who plays dobro in mostly American way with Irish guy who plays percussion any old way. Well, there you go. Here's Dave Boyd, Cheyenne Brown, and Dave Curry with Waterbound.
I went out late one night. The moon and stars were shining bright. Storm come up and the trees come down. Tell you boys I was waterbound. waterbound on a stranger's shore. The river rising to my door carried me home to the field below. Waterbound, nowhere to go. Don't believe me, count my tracks. The river's long and the river's wide. I'll see you boys on the other side. Say my name and don't forget. The water still ain't got me yet. Nothing but I'm bound to roam. Waterbound and I can't get home.
Atlantic Trio with Waterbound from their album Some Part of Something. I'm going to finish with a song from Mary Asquith, who was an old friend of mine, left us far, far too young, from the Manchester area. She's a great singer and great songwriter. I'm going to finish with this because it's a fine, fine song from a great woman. I knew Mary very well. I had the privilege of working with her on many occasions. She had a voice that was carved from whiskey and old Holborn tobacco rolled in licorice paper, and she was one of the few women singer-songwriters in what was pretty much a bloke's world in the folk clubs of the 60s. But Mary, little as she was, about 5 foot and a tea leaf, stood her ground, and she was respected and loved on the whole folk scene. She only made one album called Closing Time. A few tapes exist of her singing live in colleges and one, I think, in a club in Amsterdam, but they're not great quality. I do have copies of them somewhere, but I also, most importantly, have a copy of her one album, Closing Time. And this is the title track, and I think it's one of the most beautiful songs ever written. Great girl, great song. Closing Time, the title track from Mary Asquith's one and only album. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you people in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa and Tennessee, that you can download this podcast and all the podcasts that went before it, and you can stick them on your iPad, your iPlayer or your clone or wherever and enjoy them. Go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find the archive of shows there. www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Also, don't forget to spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. And don't forget also, you can make a donation to the programme, should you so wish, just to help keep us afloat, because we have to pay for things like licences, and we have to pay for a server, and we have to pay for the PO box number. And of course, occasionally I do have to buy tracks and albums, in particular for specialist shows like the one next week, which is going to be devoted entirely to Australian folk songs. She'll be right, mate. My bloody oath she will. Little apples. See you then. Ta-da.